tuned to 91.7 FM KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji. We're at 89.9 in Brainerd and on your smart speaker. Just tell it to play Northern Community Radio or KAXE. Works great. We are people-powered radio for northern Minnesota. You can join us at kaxe.org. You can click on the big red pledge button there and show your support. It's currently 77 degrees in downtown Bemidji. And without further ado,
you told me that the moon was just a big balloon full of honey from the heavenly bees. But ever since you left me, baby, that moon ain't nothing but old green cheese. You promised me the sun, you promised me the moon, you promised me a hug and a squeeze. But what did I get, baby? Nothing but old green cheese. Every night when the sky is speckled and freckled by the stars above, every lover in the light of Luna wants to croon a little tune of love. They call it heaven's light, master of the night. Well, you can call it anything that you please. But I've just found out, baby, that moon ain't nothing but old green cheese.
Boy, it's a warm one tonight. Gather the family around, get your favorite phone and your favorite chair in the favorite position. It's time to play green cheese. Tell the boys to come on in. Fish aren't biting anymore. It's time to play cheese.
Sky is speckled, I'm haunted by memory of the time that astronaut Armstrong made a lot of history. He said it's quite a leap, so then I went to sleep because he put my mind at ease. I was sure he'd learn for certain that moon ain't nothing but old green cheese. I'm a man, not a pal. That moon ain't nothing but old green cheese.
That's right. It is Saturday night. My name's Brandon Chase. I am your volunteer host tonight. Going to be playing cheese for you. Or with you, I should say. The number here is 218-326-1234. And what signature frozen dairy treat was introduced by Wendy's in 1969? Let's see. The seafood chain Long John Silver's is named for a character in a novel by what author? 218-326-1234. With 2,000 locations, what is the largest Asian food restaurant chain in the U.S.? All right, let's see. Where did I go with those? Oh, okay. I had a couple left over from a couple of months ago when I was on, so we'll do those as well. I want you to tell, I'm going to give you some clues, and you tell me the year, okay? Let's see here. New York becomes the first U.S. state to require automobile license plates. The first Nobel Prize ceremony is held in Stockholm. What year is it? Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, I'd like to answer the question about the Wendy's.
Yes, right, exactly.
It is, Yeah, it's a Frosty.
It's the Frosty. The only reason to go to... Oh, sorry.
I'd like to give a shout-out to the Higher Creek Boys.
All right, where are you calling from?
From Minerva.
Minerva? Wow. I haven't heard that word for a while. Good job. Thanks for calling from Minerva.
All right, thank you.
You betcha.
Yep, bye.
Looks back the old mound days. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, could you repeat your question about the largest chain in U.S., in the U.S.?
With 2,000 locations, what is the largest Asian food restaurant chain in the U.S.?
I'm going to, you know, it shouldn't be, but I think it's probably Panda Express.
Yes,
is that right?
Yes, yes,
yeah.
Yes.
A little overrated for my liking.
Yeah,
but.
I'm with you there, 100%.
Yeah. All right, cool. Well, this is Ciara from the Red Brick Riddlers. Looking forward to tonight's show.
Good deal. Thanks, Ciara.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi. I think I might have an answer to the seafood restaurant question.
Okie dokie.
Is it Long John Silver by Robert Louis Stevenson?
Very good. Very
good. Oh, I got
good.
Both. Okay.
Yes.
Woo.
Good job. Where are you calling from?
Thank you. This is Brandy Joe from Northeast, and I'd like to give a shout out to Granty Pooh and Klaus.
Right on. Good job, Brandy Joe.
Thank you. Have a great night.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All righty then. Rolling right through a Saturday afternoon, evening. Had rugby in town today. That was good. My granddaughter won, or her team won. She won. She got a big egg on her face, so. All right. Which visionary baseball manager was played by Brad Pitt in the 2011 film Moneyball? And what part of the world did Norwegian explorer Roald Amundsen become the first to reach in 1911? 218-326-1234. What pizza chain founded in 1958 by Dan and Frank Carney has more restaurants worldwide than any other pizza chain? Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Oh, hey, Brandon. Simon the Lakes here.
Hi, Simon.
Well, I'd called in with Robert Louis Stevenson for my answer, but that's already been had. So let's go with Nobel Prizes. I think the first year for those was 1901.
Oh, ding, ding, ding. Good job.
Yeah, I've heard that. That may have even been a Green Cheese question before. I'm not sure.
You know, I
remember specifically hearing that somewhere one time. I can't quite remember where.
I asked it a while back, but I never checked it off that I got it answered.
Oh,
so it could be that I forgot to check it off.
Yeah, who knows?
Yeah.
Oh, well. Anyway, it's always a great pleasure to hear your voice, sir. It really is nice to hear you when you chirp up on Saturday night. Oh, there's Brandon. What fun. What a great guy. So,
good deal.
Anyway, shout out to everybody.
Thanks, Simon.
Thank you, sir. Good night.
You betcha. Bye-bye. All righty then. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi. Everybody got Robert Louis Stevenson, so I'm going to go with Moneyball and Billy Bean.
Billy Bean, you betcha.
Oh, man, I just lost another good $5 to the cause. Hi, this is Greg DeLayer from West Devlet.
All righty.
I promise something to get you the 55 I've pledged. and a shout-out to a fellow I've known for a very long time, and he's been a very close friend lately, Sam from Virginia.
All right.
Told my wife he heard me, and they both laughed. And when I found out about him, I almost cried. It made me feel so good.
Good job. Well, that's nice to know.
And, yes, you can write this down. I still owe you $55.
Put it in the mail. They'll figure it out.
I'm thinking I'm going to drive over there. The wife's going to want to watch. And then we'll have something fun to eat.
There you go. All right.
Thank you. Good day, everybody.
Right on. Have a good day. Thanks for calling. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Dad Brandon, I've been on hold so long. Kirill Kaprizov just signed another 8-year contract.
That little bugger. Why did we do that? We could spend the whole show talking about that.
It's really going to pan out. I'm telling you. So I wanted to answer a question about, well, you know who this is. This is Ryan Stone from the Biffy. And I'm calling in from the Youp from Krupp's Resort.
Are you kidding me?
I wish I was making it up. No, really, I wish I was making it up.
How's the black flies?
They only bite when I have my shirt off. But other than that, you know, no, things are great up here. I'm telling you, bud. So throw me another softball. I missed out on half of it while I was on hold listening to the show.
How many quarts equal a peck?
Oh, that'd be quarts equal. How many Marbreds equal a pack? That's 20. So all I got for now, I want to send a shout out to Josh and Cassandra. Thanks for having us up here. My boy Brett the Jet, and I don't know, my pal Dan. He's a classic. Go Gophers. I mean, tonight is the night. It's the preview of the national championship. If the Gophers aren't up by 66 by halftime, we really got something wrong with the program. So anyway.
Well, book me a room for the first big snowfall. I'll be there.
Which one do you want? You want the
cabin two
wide or the double wide? Cabin two. I'm in cabin two tonight. I'll tell you what. I'll stain the sheets for you.
All right. Good job.
Cleaning service, and always change them furnace filters monthly.
Thanks, Ryan Stone. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Yeah, this is Jigs from the garage.
Hi, Jigs.
Did you had a question about a license plate? Your first license plate, New York State or something needed?
Yep, I was looking for the year. That New York becomes the first U.S. state to require automobile license plates.
I think that was 1901. I was confused because Simon answered that deal, and I think that was the same year.
It was. Yeah, that so I gave two. Yep, I gave two clues.
Simon, I'm going to give you a...
Yeah, I gave two clues, and that's what they were, the license plate and the Nobel Prize, and it was 1901. Perfect. You betcha.
Okay. I got to give a shout-out to the Wawina Land Baron to make sure he gets back on his feet, Barb Nelson. And I heard there was a Bigfoot sighting up in the Lawrence Lake area tonight, so I hope Mojo is still in the sauna. So we don't get taken care of. But otherwise, I'll keep listening and try to get in.
All right. What time was the Bigfoot sighting? I'm putting this on social media right now so everybody knows.
Oh, it was just a little bit ago.
Can you hear me typing?
No, I can hear you typing.
It's a flurry of activity here.
As a matter of fact, it was in the Riley Lake area.
Oh, okay. So, all right. Well, keep us posted, Jigs.
All right, I will.
Right on, buddy. Thanks. All right. Bye.
Yep, bye.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hey, can you repeat the question about Roald Amundsen?
Yes. What part of the world did Norwegian explorer Roald Amundsen become the first to reach in 1911?
Oh, the South Pole.
The South Pole. Very good. Very good. Where are you calling from?
All right. This is Wes with Always Outpost. I'd like to give a shout-out to Marcy Joe and Taco Tony.
All righty, then. Thanks for calling, Wes.
All right, thank you.
You betcha, bye. Let's see here. A couple more of these fast food ones. The chicken chain Popeyes was founded in 1972 in what major U.S. city? Here's another one. Yeah, that's dumb. That's dumb, 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 dumb. Let's see. What fast food chain's original mascot was a hamburger in a chef hat named Speedy? Mm-hmm. 218-326-1234. I threw this one out there quickly. How many quarts equal a peck? Here's another one. What is the perimeter of a room that is 13 feet by 27 feet? What is the perimeter of a room that is 13 feet by 27 feet. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Yeah, is the one about the pizza place been answered?
Nope.
Is it Domino's?
Not Domino's.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Fair enough. Where are you calling from?
Little Fork, the Whiz Kids.
Okie dokie, then. Thanks for calling.
Thanks, bye.
Bye-bye. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hello. I think the answer for the South Pole already got answered.
Oh, just got it.
Was there a question about how many quarts are in a peck?
That's correct. How many quarts are in a peck?
Eight
quarts to a peck. You betcha.
Yes.
Good job. Where are you calling from?
Swatera. We're the Frosted Flakes.
Swatera. The Swatera Frosted
Flakes.
Can I
give a shout out?
Surely.
Frosted Flakes and Swatera. And shout out to Bob and Janet and Grandma Joan and Leo.
Awesome. Good job. Thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Yeah, I think I have an answer for the pizza place question.
Right, go for it.
Is it Pizza Hut?
It is Pizza Hut.
All right.
Yeah, where are you calling from?
This is Mike from the SAC. I'd like to give a shout-out to Jigs in the Garage and the Sasquatch sighting from Lawrence Lake.
Right on.
Mojo in the sauna.
Okie dokie, then.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mike.
Bye.
Bye. All righty, then. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Brandon, by God, Chase.
Goodness.
How do you do?
Goodness gracious. I was having withdrawals, buddy. I was having withdrawals.
Oh, I missed you too, man. I missed you too. So anybody get the Brad Pitt baseball question?
Yeah, somebody beat you to the punch on that one there, big guy.
Oh, man. How about what was the one? The mascot with the hamburger. And
right. Go for it.
Was that Happy Chef?
Oh, that's what I thought too, but it's not.
All right. Well, I'll hang up. I tried guessing too. I only got one. I can't stream while I got to stream on my phone tonight out here in parts unknown. So when I call it, I can't listen. But anyways, let me get a shout out to Brandy Joe Bottom and Granty Poo and Klaus in Northeast Minneapolis and my man Mojo in the sauna. Adios.
Right on. Thanks, Keach. All right, so let's throw a couple more out there. Let's see here. In the season one finale of Westworld, which character was revealed to be a younger version of the Man in Black? Okay, Westworld. Here's a couple more. Wisteria Lane was rattled when Mike Delfino was shot and killed in season eight. In a season 8 episode of what television series? Let's see here. One more. Viewers lost their heads when Ned Stark lost his head in a season 1 episode of what television series? 218-326-1234.
Boy, hamburger.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi. Has anybody answered the hamburger question yet?
Not correctly.
I would like to say, is it Big Boy?
Not Big Boy.
Oh, shoot. Okay, thank you.
Where are you calling from?
We're calling from Deer Lake in Grand Rapids.
All right. Good job. Thanks for calling. Keep trying.
Thank you so much. Bye.
Bye-bye. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hey, what's happening? I was just listening to the last question, but I missed it. I feel like this is a trick question, but the perimeter of the room?
I know it. I know it.
What's up with that?
Well, it's kind of a tricky question.
Okay. Okay.
So.
Yeah, all right. So my.
Go for it.
My best guess would be 80.
80. Exactly.
That's it?
Yeah. That's the answer.
All right.
That's what you get with general trivia.
There you have it, my friend.
Right. Where are you calling from?
Well, this is the Yankee Doodle Dandy, and I'm calling from the Mojave Desert in California.
Oh, right on. How's the weather out there?
The weather's perfect. It's 70 degrees. The sun is setting. There's a light breeze.
It's 77 here. Well, of course, the sun has set.
That's insane. insane. That's so weird.
It's going to be 75 at midnight yet, it says. That's crazy. That's
bad.
Yeah.
That's a bad sign.
That's a bad sign, you bet. So
I want to give a shout out.
Right on.
I want to give a shout out to Captain Ellen on Lake Wabana. Hope you're listening. And another shout out to Simon. Haven't heard you on in a while. And yeah.
Simon was just on.
Great show.
He was just on a minute ago.
I just heard him. Yeah, that's right. Why I'm giving him a shout out.
You betcha. Right on. Good job. All right. Thanks for calling.
You bet.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Well, 20 minutes after 7 o'clock. We receive support from the Clock Owl Brewing Company in Grand Rapids, making traditional old world styles of beer, as well as modern classics for 7 years now. Their tap room is open Monday through Saturday, noon to 8, Sunday from noon to 6. More info at clockowlbrewing.com. All righty then. Diane Ott's coming in tonight to play music for you, so stick around for that because it's always a good show. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, Brandon. Has the burger question been answered yet?
Not correctly.
What was it again? Hey, Burger
Chef.
Burger Chef.
I know. That's what I thought, too. We had one in Mound, and it was a kid. You know, it was a picture of a guy with a big hat on holding a burger, you know.
Yeah, I remember that part.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not it, huh? That's not it. No.
Okay. How about the pizza one? Has that been answered?
It did get answered just a minute ago. Yeah. What was your answer?
Oh, Pizza Hut?
Yeah, Pizza Hut.
Yeah, I was in London, standing on the corner. Right across the street was Pizza Hut.
Right.
KFC on the other corner.
Yep.
And the fish and chips.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Go figure, right?
Right on. Where are you calling from?
This is Rich from the Riverton Mansion.
All right.
And a shout out to Brother Dave.
There you go.
Thanks, Brandon. Have a good evening.
Thanks, Rich. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Ding, it's nice to be on Green Cheese. Well, your hamburger mascot is stumping people.
It is.
Let's see if I'm unstumped. I think we had one near my house out in Iowa. Is it Henry's?
Nope.
Oh, that was like this McDonald's wannabe we had. Okay, I can answer that the Game of Thrones is where you lose your head.
The Game of Thrones, you betcha. You betcha.
Lose your head. It's like a little poem. Lose your head if you're named Ned.
Lose your head if you're named Ned, yeah.
If Green Cheese needs a mascot, maybe you could get one of those Packer things, paint it green, and put it on keep his head. He'd be a great mascot.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Well, I got to call out to my bride, Zoot. She's probably listening, but we're not in the same town tonight. Keep the show going.
Right on. Thanks for calling, Galahad.
Thank you.
Have a good evening. Former king there, Galahad. All righty then. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
The all great and powerful Brandon Chase.
That's me. Don't look behind that curtain over there.
Mojo from the sauna.
Did you see the Bigfoot or?
I was in the lake a minute ago. I think they might have us confused.
Oh, that's what it was. It was an unidentified sighting.
That's a very good possibility with the full moon and stuff going on tonight.
Yeah, anybody could make that mistake.
I don't blame them. But anyway, I was calling in for the perimeter of that room. I had the 80 feet.
Yep.
I heard that got taken.
Yep.
And then I'm not smart enough to get anything else, so... I got a bunch of shout-outs that I got to do to some very important people. So, my buddy Jigs just called in from the garage. I got a shout-out to the Wawina Land Baron and to the Finlander. And to Mike from the SAC, Jigs from the garage, Keith from Parts Unknown, and all the rest of the Green Cheesers. And to my good buddy Keith, hopefully he's getting better. So
sounds real good.
Thank you for the show, and we'll keep listening, and I'll try to get back in.
Right on. Thanks, Mojo.
Yep. Thank you, buddy.
You betcha. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All righty then. don't need that. We don't need that. Okay. Let's see. What fast food chain unveiled its dollar cravings menu in 2014? And the it's not the last one. Okay. A commercial which aired during the 2019 Super Bowl showed pop artist Andy Warhol eating a burger from what fast food chain? 218-326-1234. We're playing Green Cheese live in Bemidji tonight. It's a beautiful evening.
Eating burger.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi there. I caught the tail end of that hamburger question. Could you repeat it for me, please?
Which one?
I have my radio down. Mascot.
Oh, the one I just asked. Yeah, the mascot one says which fast food chain's original mascot was a hamburger in a chef hat named Speedy.
Oh, is that Rally's or Checkers?
Nope.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, I know. It's a tough one. People are getting stumped.
Yeah, those are fun ones, though, you know.
Right. Where are you calling from?
This is Ciara from the Red Brick Riddlers again.
Oh, gotcha.
And I'd just like to give a shout-out to Julie and Bessie Krupp.
Oh, well, fantastic.
All right, thanks.
Thanks, Ciara.
Have a good one.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All righty then. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Did you get the Mike Falk question yet?
Mike Falk. What did I... Oh, where did I go with that?
That Game of Thrones?
Yes, I did get that one. Yes.
Okay.
Yep, the Ned Stark, he lost his head.
Yep.
Yep, exactly. I did get that one just a minute ago. It was Galahad.
Gotcha.
Right on. Where are you calling? Yeah, go for it.
Jack Nasty Boys from Aiken.
Okay.
And a shout out to Oli.
All right. You betcha. Bye-bye. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, Brandon. Nancy from beautiful downtown Omelin calling from Cedar Island Lake tonight.
Oh, good. Good.
We're all here together, so... Wisteria Lane, the Desperate Housewives?
Yes, Desperate Housewives, you betcha.
Super. Okay.
Oh, good job.
Oh, and Ed says McDonald's. Did they have Speedy?
Yes, it was Speedy, the chef for McDonald's, you bet.
Oh, wow. Great.
Yep, he got it. Former king and queen.
Yeah.
Shining with their talents again.
Oh, absolutely. Okay, thanks, Brandon.
Thanks, Nancy. Bye-bye.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Oh, boy. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hey, how are you? Did anybody answer the question yet about Popeyes?
Yeah. No. Where did it originate?
We're going to go with Baton Rouge.
Oh, you're dangerously close, but it's not. Oh. It's not Baton Rouge.
All right. I'm calling from Deer Lake in Grand Rapids. I'm going to give a shout out to my mom and dad, Stan and Lavelle Meester.
There you go.
Thank you so much.
You betcha. Keep trying.
All right. I will.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi. Can you please repeat the question about the dollar value meal thing?
What fast food chain unveiled its dollar cravings value menu in 2014?
Taco Bell?
Yes. Cravings was the clue there.
Sweet.
You betcha. Awesome. Where are you calling from?
This is Brandy Joe from Northeast, and I'd like to give a shout-out to Kimmy from Northeast and Keith from Parts Unknown.
Right on.
Thanks.
Thanks, Brandy.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Where are we at here? Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hello. The answer to Popeyes is New Orleans.
New Orleans, you betcha.
Yay. And a shout out to the trolls at Boy Lake and the Boy Lake crowd.
Right on. Where are you calling from?
Well, I'm actually calling from Boy Lake, but I'm actually from Colorado, so family and friends from afar.
Oh, are you a first-time caller?
I am. I've never even heard your show before.
Really?
Really? Oh, enjoying it tremendously.
Oh, well, you know, you can get it in Colorado.
Really? I just might have to do that.
Yep. KAXE.org. I used to have a really good listener, participant from Denver. He called himself Al from Denver. And he called all the time.
Oh, very interesting.
Lots of fun.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for calling for your first time.
Yes, bye now.
Bye-bye. Call again. Mm-hmm. She's hooked. It's hopeless. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, this is Cassandra from Crufts Resort.
Hey, how the heck are you?
I'm doing good. How about you?
I'm really well. You don't know the publicity you get in northern Minnesota.
I hear about that from good old Redstone over there.
Well, I've been there many times. We've stayed there lots of times.
Yeah, but we haven't met yet, or what?
We have, but it's usually hectic. There's, you know, it's snowing and there's people checking in and stuff going crazy and.
Okay. Well, I got to see your face. I see a lot of even before you know?
Yeah. Well, I've been going there for 30 years.
Oh, yeah. So you were here when Richard and Sandy had it, though.
Yep. You betcha.
Yeah. Yeah. Richard's still around. He's doing good.
Mm-hmm. We have family in Gay and in Watersmeet, so.
Ah, you've been to the gay bar then. We got seating for four with the stool upside down, yeah?
Yeah, I left with 12 inches from.
Ah, yeah. They got some good wieners there at the gay bar.
Oh, boy. Do you have an answer, Cassandra?
I think so, but I don't know. I've been walking around. Rhinestone's over at Cabin 2 right now and everything. So I've been walking the grounds trying to get in. You guys are busy number to reach here. But anyway, I don't know if you got an answer or not yet but with the burger with the chef hat. Did you get an answer for that one yet?
I just did a second ago. The last caller.
Oh,
what was your answer?
Well, I had to, you know, do the good old Google here in the internets of up north here. But anyways, I kind of cheated, I guess. But it said Speedy or something from McDonald's. Is that even right or no?
Yep, that was right. You betcha.
Well, you know, I'm just a little bit too late, I guess.
No worries. I'll bring
you. Are you going to come up and enjoy the snow here?
Yeah, I'll bring you some stickers. I'll bring you some KEXE stickers.
Yeah, I'll put them out there, and I'll give you some over here, and we'll do a little exchanging. But, yeah. No, Ryan is here, and then I got Josh from the Double Wired. So, you know, you got to go down there and get a drink or two every now and then, too.
Right on. Good job. See you. We'll see you soon.
All right. Have a good night.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okie dokie, then.
They're hammering on McDonald's tonight. What the hell?
I know. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hey, how's it going? I just lost out. She got the answer before I did.
I know.
She got through.
Yeah, that's the way it goes. But, you know, there'll be more.
Well, yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. So, well, have a good night. Calling from Harriet Lake. Yes, sir.
Okie dokie, then. Thanks for calling.
Thanks for playing.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye. Alrighty then. What fast food chain is known for its secret blend of 11 herbs and spices? Mm-hmm. And the last one on this greasy piece of paper, Yoshinoya is an international fast food chain headquartered in what country? And if you've ever been there, I want to know what it is. 218-326-1234. Susan died from licking wedding invitations that contained toxic glue on what sitcom? And one more here. We have to go back, said Jack Shepherd in a shocking flash forward during a season 3 episode of what series? Mm-hmm. 218-326-1234. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Oh, hey, Brandon, Sam the Lakes here. Nice. Well, I think we know a couple here, but let's go with the one that I originally had called in about, then I'll maybe call back with the other one.
Surely.
The Yoshinoya one, I think even if you don't know that,
You can kind of get it from the name. So, but anyway, I won't go with that one. We'll go with the Super Bowl 2019. Andy Warhol eating a burger. That was a Whopper, Burger King.
Oh, yummy!
And be sacrilegious to say here, I've watched a total of zero Super Bowls in my life, you know. But so I certainly never saw that commercial, but I did hear about it.
Well, you haven't watched any more than I have.
Oh, really? Okay.
I've seen bits and pieces of them, but I've never sat down to watch the
Super Bowl. Yeah, me too. That would be the same. Because now I don't have a TV, but even in the days with that.
So. No, that's not that. You wouldn't say it. You would say what? Like bits and bobs?
Something like that. Bits and bats or something. Yeah. Exactly. So. Anyway, sir, get out of the way. There's people trying to call in. So thanks for the questions. Always appreciate what you do, Brandon. You're the best.
Thanks, Simon. Bye.
Yep. Good night.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Chase, what is it? Amateur night tonight?
It is.
They're so easy.
It is amateur night, yes.
Yeah. Mike Delfino got murdered. Mike Delfino was played by John Travolta on the series Welcome Back, Kotter. And he died at the hands of the Sweat Hogs, if I remember correctly.
Oh. I see. That's not the answer I was looking for with... for Mike Delfino.
No. Well, what?
I got Mike the Delfino. Answer. I got the answer. It was the former queen.
Did somebody get the real answer?
Yeah, the former queen did. Queen Nancy.
Oh.
She.
Good for Nancy.
Do you want to know?
Actually watched that.
Do you want to know what the answer is? Or?
No, I know the real answer.
Oh, okay.
I'm just clowning around.
You're just desperate.
It should be. It should be Welcome Back, Kotter. That was a great show.
It was kind of a cool show.
Vinny Barbarino, Mike Delfino. You get it. You get it. Yeah. Thank you. I'll be here all week. Don't forget to tip your bartenders.
Bye-bye.
This one's a bomb. Let me get a shout out to the Kilgore Scouts and the Garage Sale Ninjas. Adios.
Bye-bye. Keech. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Oh, hey, Brandon.
Great.
I think, Simon beat me out there. I was surprised that Simon would answer that one. But I would have been wrong anyway. I couldn't try to think of something that's been around longer. You know, I was thinking of White Castle.
Right. And I'm not a big
fan. There's a McDonald's, and I didn't think you'd have another one with the McDonald's answer. So.
Right, I know.
Okay.
I had a whole list of fast food.
I forgot the other question. So.
Well, that's right. You got through. We got to talk to you.
Yeah, all right. I'm better. Shout out to Keith, the funny man. We need more like that.
Yep. It's all about entertainment.
And Mojo, too.
Right on, Cass.
All right.
Good
talk
job.
Talk to you later.
You betcha. Bye-bye. Well, it's about 20 minutes before 8 o'clock. We receive support from the Headwaters Unitarian Universalist Fellowship in Bemidji. Huff's congregation strives to build bridges with the community and welcomes all to seek truth, practice love, and celebrate life. Learn more at headwatersuu.org. We also receive support tonight from Edward Jones Financial Advisor, Christina Gallas, helping individuals and businesses, business owners reach their financial goals. More information at edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC. All righty then. So we are rolling right through a Saturday evening. Diane Ott is coming in to play music for you at 9 o'clock, so stick around for that. Where did I go with that? Okay, still looking for a couple of fast food questions here. What fast food restaurant is known for its secret blend of 11 herbs and spices? And Yoshinoya is an international fast food chain headquartered in what country? And let's see, I've got 2 years left here. I'm going to give you a couple more clues. So, okay, you tell me the year, okay? The parliament buildings in Ottawa, Canada are burned to the ground. The German automobile company BMW is founded. And Italy declares war on Germany. What's the year? 218-326-1234. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hey, did anybody answer the 11 herbs and spices question yet?
No.
Is it KFC?
It certainly is.
Oh, perfect. Can I give a quick shout out?
Surely.
Can I give a shout out to my mom, Vonda, and my aunt, Laura, for so graciously letting us use their cabin?
Well, of course.
Thank you so much.
You're in Grand Rapids?
Yep, Deer Lake.
Okie dokie. Thanks for calling.
Thanks, you too. Bye.
Bye-bye. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
All right. The former prince had KFC, but I heard that was just taken.
Yep.
The former queen says Seinfeld.
Yep.
Yep. And I'm guessing the former king, Japan?
Yes, Japan. Do you have any idea what they sell or what their food is?
Noodles.
Oh, okay. I'll go with that.
I thought you knew. I'm guessing.
I have no idea.
I have no idea either. Noodles, I don't know, dried squid in a hollandaise sauce. I don't know.
Oh, yummy.
Yeah. All right. Thanks. Ed from Cedar and Lake.
Thanks, Ed. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, boy. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Did you get the 11 spices?
I just got it. I did. I just got it. What's your answer?
KFC?
Yeah, it was KFC.
And the George's Fiancé, that's Seinfeld.
So say that again. Which one? So
Seinfeld.
Yeah, I got Seinfeld. Yeah, I actually got that one answered just a minute ago as well.
Okay.
Yeah, no worries.
Shout out to Johnny's mom.
All right, right on. Where are you calling from?
Aiken, Minnesota.
Aiken, gotcha.
Bye.
All righty, thanks, bye. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hey, did you get the answer about Dax Shepard yet?
No.
No, the show was Parenthood.
Not Parenthood. No, okay, listen carefully. It says, this is the quote, okay? It says, "We have to go back," said Jack Shepard in a shocking flash forward during a season 3 episode of what series?
So, I don't know the answer.
Right.
It was...
Yep.
Okay. All right. Too bad.
No worries. Where are you calling from?
Cocktails on the veranda. We got the whole crew in New Hope today.
Cocktails on the veranda? Is that what you said?
Yep.
Okay. You broke up there a little bit, but no worries. I got you.
All right.
All righty. Thanks for calling. You betcha. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, do you have an answer for the Jack, we got to go back question?
No.
Is that Jack O'Neill on Stargate?
Not Stargate. No.
All right.
Keep thinking about it. Where are you calling from?
I'm another caller from Boy Lake out here.
Okie dokie. Got you down.
All right, thank you.
Thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Throw a few more out here. Let's see. What 1961 John Steinbeck novel focused on New Englander Ethan Allen Hawley and his struggles with ethics and morality in a corrupt society? Here's another one. Which Family Guy character was killed off in 2013, outraging millions of fans, only to be revived 3 weeks later? 218-326-1234. What is the name of the spiked metal gadget that ice climbers put on the soles of their shoes or boots to keep or to get traction on the ice? What do they call those? 218-326-1234. We're playing Green Cheese live in Bemidji tonight. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Oh, hey, Brandon, Sime the Lakes. One more time here.
Oh, let's go with that. I'm tempted to go with the Ethan Allen Halle one, but that's such a good book. But instead, we'll go with the one that I initially called in about. That you asked about a year, and two clues were when did the Canadian Parliament burn down?
Yep.
And when did Italy declare war on
Germany?
On Germany, and that was 1916.
1916, you betcha.
All right.
Good job, Simon.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Thanks for calling.
Yeah.
Bye.
Good night.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, I was calling about the answer for the woman who died licking envelopes.
Oh, okay. Go for it.
Okay. I think that was Seinfeld. It was Susan.
It was. It got answered right away, but that's okay. You got it as well.
Okay. Thank you.
You bet. Where are you calling from?
Northeast Minneapolis.
Okie dokie then. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm, bye-bye. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, Brandon. I've been on hold a long time, so I'm not sure if this has been answered. But Susan licking the poison envelopes was Seinfeld?
That was Seinfeld. Yeah, it just got answered, too. Yep.
Oh, dang it.
Yeah, yeah, that's... I only have two phone lines that I can select, so.
Oh, I get it. I get it, darling, for sure. Can I give a little shout-out?
Please.
All right. I'd love to shout-out to Sam and Michael in Bullhead City, Arizona, and to the Corpies out at Horseshoe Lake.
And where are
and
you?
And I am up here at Elsie's Camp at Cap Togama.
Elsie's Camp. All right, at Cabotogama?
Mm-hmm.
All righty, then. Thanks for calling.
The fishing's been slow, unfortunately. Yeah.
It'll change tomorrow. That cold front's moving through this evening, so in the morning it
should
start.
That's what we were talking about. I hope so.
You betcha.
Thanks, Brian.
Bye-bye.
Or Brandon.
No,
sorry.
No worries. No worries. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, I'm calling about the TV show, quote, We Have to Go Back.
Yes.
That would be Lost.
Lost. Very good.
Yes.
Very good. Okay, where are you calling from?
We're calling from Gum Lake. This is Old Man Johnson's kid's wife. And shout out to Nick and BB.
Well, alrighty then. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hey, I just heard you got the Lost answer.
I did.
But I'll pivot to the, what was the, it was what do ice climbers catch their shoes, right, or something like that?
Yep.
I think those are called crampons.
Crampons. Very good. Very good.
All right.
Where are you calling from?
This is Jeff from St. Paul.
All righty, Jeff from St. Paul. Thanks for calling.
All right, thank you.
You betcha. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Let's see here. still looking for this one on the television stuff. In the season one finale of Westworld, which character was revealed to be a younger version of the Man in Black? And I'll throw out some new ones. A demonically possessed Leland Palmer was revealed as the murderer on what surreal TV drama created by David Lynch? Here's another one. 90s TV fans wigged out when Kimberly Shaw revealed the scar on her head on what primetime soap opera? 218-326-1234. By ringing a bell, this Russian psychologist made dogs drool even if they couldn't see food. Who was the Russian psychologist? 218-326-1234. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, has the spikes in the boot question been answered?
I just got it the last one. What was your answer?
Oh, for God's Crampons.
Crampons, of course. Very good. Good.
All right.
All right. What? Well, where are you calling from?
Calling from Anoka.
Anoka. All right. Keep trying. There'll be another one.
I'll be listening.
You betcha. Thanks.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Woohoo! I got through the only thing happening in Aiken, Minnesota.
Right on.
They tried to kill Brian off of Family Guy, and that didn't work so well.
Right. People were outraged.
I was.
Oh, I've never seen the show, so I can't tell you. I know that Brian is a dog, but that's about it.
Right, yep, a really smart dog.
Kind of a smart aleck, isn't he?
Yes, I had to censor myself there, yes, so I almost said something else.
Fair enough. So you're calling from Aiken, I take it?
I am. This is Gunny's mom, and I want to shout out to Shaq Nasty.
Oh, well, good job, Gunny's mom.
Thank you.
You betcha. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Yeah, the former prince says the X-Files?
No, I do not have the X-Files as an answer.
Okay, well, my answer is Pavlov and his dogs.
Yes, exactly. Very good. Pavlov's dogs.
Ed on the Lanai.
On the Lanai. Gotcha. Thanks, Ed.
All right. Bye-bye. Talk to you later.
Bye. Let's see here. What is the common four-letter term for an ordinary hexahedron? What is the common four-letter term for an ordinary hexahedron? Milk and blood can both go through this process of forming semi-solid deposits through coagulation. What do we call it? 218-326-1234. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hey, just calling to see if the Family Guy question got answered yet.
Yeah, everybody cried about Brian.
Oh, yeah, it was Brian.
Fair enough. Where are you calling from?
This is the Grouse Boys from Tui Lake.
Tui Lake? Gotcha.
Yeah. Can we get a shout-out to Dave Klein and Rosemount as well, too?
Oh, there you go.
Thank you much.
You betcha. Bye.
Bye.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
It's nice to be on Green Cheese.
Yeah.
I'm like, yes, sir. And then as Simon says, give it a rest.
Yeah.
The demonic Leland, I believe, is from Twin Peaks.
Twin Peaks, you betcha.
Yeah, I didn't really watch that show. Maybe it was too odd for me, which is not too bad, because usually I don't mind a good show.
Yeah. I don't...
I think my mom must have researched or studied the Pavlovian trials. We used to have a bell on the back of our house, and we'd be out playing in the yard, and she'd ring the bell, and it was dinner time. And we'd all come running.
Right. Right. Drooling.
I don't know if we were salivating at the time.
Right, exactly.
But maybe.
Good answer.
Things you can use for science in your real life.
Right. It's you know, psychological control.
You got it. And I always remember from my high school psychology, positive reinforcement is better than full-time positive reinforcement. So don't give your dog a treat every time.
Oh, right. Okay. Just make him, keep him wondering if he's going to, let's see.
Yeah, right.
Am I going to get it?
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Hey, Brandon, keep the show going. I'll just start listening.
All right. Bye-bye. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi. I just heard you just got your Twin Peaks answer.
I did, yes.
So I've got two then. I'm going to try. I think one of these is going to be right. But Italy would have declared war on Germany. Depending on the war, it would have been in 1915 or 1945.
I had 1916 was the year. And it got answered right away.
Oh, that one got answered. Well, then can I just throw out cube for a hexahedron?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
All right, great.
Where are you calling from?
I'm Sam from St. Paul, calling from Nisswa. And if I could, I just want to give a shout out to everyone on Clark and Beauty Lake who might be listening.
Right on. Sounds real good. Thanks for calling, Sam.
Thank you. You have a good night.
You too. Bye-bye. Hexahedron. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, Brandon. This is the Garage Sale Ninjas finally getting through.
You're the queen. That would be the queen.
But my answer has already been given a couple of times. I was going to call in about Pavlov, and I figured I better stay on the line.
Right. Right.
Because, you know, the king and I decided we needed to do an official act this evening.
Okay. And, wait a minute. Okay, I'm ready. I'm standing.
Well, we're thinking that along with the king and queen, we need to have a court jester.
Okay.
And we would like to bestow the title of court jester on Keech.
Oh, right. Good answer. I'm writing that
down. Yeah. Yeah. I think everybody would agree with us on that one. So Keech. We'll give a shout out to Jester Keech.
Okay, I'm writing that down here. Jester. Got it.
And a shout out to the Kilgore Scouts, too.
Right on.
Great. Thanks, Brandon.
Oh, thanks so much for calling.
You bet. Bye-bye.
No, bye-bye. You're royalty. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, the blood and milk question.
Yep.
Is it curdle?
Well, it's not so much curdle. Boy, I don't know how to give it. I don't know how to change it. Yeah, I can't give it to you for curdle. Nope. You're okay. On the right track, okay?
Cool.
But
okay.
There would be a different word for it, a different term for it.
Okay.
Medically. Where are you calling from?
This is Gun Lake.
Gun Lake.
Again.
Keep thinking about it. It'll come to you and you'll call me right back.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Sounds good. Okay. Bye.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi. Has the blood and milk question been answered?
Not correctly.
Clotting.
Clotting. That's the word I was looking for. Very good.
Yeah.
Very good.
Can I give a shout out to the Bog Witch?
There you go.
In Ely?
In Ely, you betcha.
All right.
And this is Jeff from St. Paul.
Oh, this is calling from Anoka.
Calling from Anoka. Oh, you were right after Jeff from St. Paul. Sorry. I keep track, see.
Okay.
Because I'm building a list.
I know. You got a lot of callers.
Oh, that's not what I do with the list. Thanks for calling.
All right. We'll be listening.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Man. Bye-bye. Okay. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Oh, hey, Brandon. Sound the lakes one time, then I'll give it a rest. You asked about Ethan Allen Hawley in a 1961 novel.
Yep.
That was John Steinbeck. That was Winter of Our Discontent.
Yep, Winter of Our Discontent. Very good.
Great book.
Right on.
Anyway, thank you, sir. Shout out again to everybody. Great show.
Okie dokie. Thanks, Simon.
Yep, good night.
Bye-bye. All righty then. I'm going to take a quick break. I will be right back with more Green Cheese fun in just a minute.